Good morning. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM. This is CCD, and this is The Twilight Zone. That was The Ventures with the theme to the 1950s TV show, The Twilight Zone, which I didn't realize, and I don't think some of you might have, that there's actually more to it than just the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And so we just figured that out and listened to the whole thing. How are you doing, Chris? I'm Charlie, by the way. Oh, no, it is on. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, you're definitely.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So how are you doing? Tired?
I'm good. Yeah.
Excited for your...
Tissue is what I need.
Oh, well, good luck in here.
Yeah.
You'll have to go during the next song break. You excited for your midterms?
I just have like one more, and then I'm in the clear for now.
Oh, really? I just got like two more midterm essays assigned.
I mean, I don't have like midterm essays, I have like midterm.
Yeah, yeah. That's not bad, though. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this isn't a show about midterms. You know what this is a show about?
Spooky stuff?
Yeah, this is a show about spooky stuff, especially Halloween. How are you going to celebrate Halloween? What are you going to dress up as?
My problem is I have, like, 7 costumes.
Wow.
I have, like, a bin of, like, costume thingies in my room. So I'm just going to... I'll decide how I feel at how chilly it is outside.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. What would be, like, top 3, most likely?
So I know I'm doing, YMCA, like, sexy professions with, some of my
oh,
friends.
So, like, the village people?
Yeah, but, like, no Native American, because that's cultural appropriation.
Yeah.
So I'm doing, I'm the construction worker / crossing guard.
Ooh.
I don't know which one I look like more.
Okay.
And then I'm... tempted to dress up as Free Speech at Tufts and
you just have to kill yourself, though.
Through my head or something.
For those of you listening, that's an inside joke about the Tufts class of 2019 group and some drama that we don't need to get into, but it's a funny costume idea.
Or I'm going to dress up as see. Might dress up as a fairy princess again, but I did that last year. Cause I have a dress and like fairy wings and fairy princess stuff.
What should I dress up as? I don't have anything to make a costume with.
Like nothing.
I'm gonna go to like Goodwill today or tomorrow.
I don't know.
I was thinking of maybe doing a Brexit costume.
How would you dress up as a Brexit?
I would wear a shirt with a purple tie, go around asking people if they'd seen the 2 pounds that I had dropped, because I could only find one.
I don't get it.
Oh, because the pound fell.
I mean, yeah, but, I mean, you're dressing, like, as the act of the Brexit, or...
Well, just as a concept, I don't know, it depends on how much stuff I can get with the Union Jack, but otherwise I could just dress as Nigel Farage and tell people to get out of my Britain.
Fair.
Yeah.
It's
good, I promise.
Okay, you could also do, trumped up trickle-down economics.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
Okay.
Don't wanna get too American political. People are sensitive. Also, like, free speech is dead. So.
At Tufts, they're not.
That's... agree to disagree. Should we play some more music? Some more spooky music?
Go for it.
This is Screamin' Jay Hawkins with a song that was later covered by Creedence Clearwater Revival. And this is I Put a Spell on You.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up? I ain't lying. Yeah, I can't stand. Woo! No running around. I can't stand. No putting me down. I put a spell on you. We'll be right back.
That was Blue Oyster Cult with their song Don't Fear the Reaper. And that was preceded by Screamin' Jay Hawkins with I Put a Spell on You. Chris, what were your childhood Halloweens like?
I don't really remember.
Or honestly. What was your favorite costume from when you were younger?
When I was a baby, I was a snowman.
You were a snowman?
I was a snowman.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that counts.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate dressing up until my adult years.
You see, I had sort of the opposite thing. I loved dressing up as a kid. Like, I really liked Halloween, but back when I was in, like, early high school, I got into this idea of, oh, you know what's really cool? Acting like I'm much older and jaded. So I was like, by the time freshman or sophomore year rolled around, I was like, I'm done dressing up. I will just stay indoors and do nothing on Halloween because I'd be different and that'd be cool. So I stopped. But then I got back into it like 2 years ago in senior year. Ironically, when I was a kid, one of my favorite Halloween costumes was me as an elephant. And now I'm a jumbo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, there are a lot of like stuff like that in my early life. There were a lot of elephants. Like, so we had that. I dressed as an elephant. And then I have like this print on my wall in my room at home just of elephants. Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I have any association with elephants, but I'm drawing a blank.
Elephants are surprisingly popular. You know, I never really saw it in the same way before, but there are a lot of like elephant paraphernalia that people have. Whether it's those fake like tie like pants that a lot of girls wear. Kind of the billowy ones, the black.
Oh yeah, I have some of those.
Yeah, yeah.
They're very comfortable.
Or like just pictures with elephants on them. They're all around.
I have like an elephant shirt that I bought at Urban Outfitters in like 8th grade.
Oh, nice. Yeah, there you go. That counts.
It has holes in it. It's very trendy.
What are you, did you go trick-or-treating? I assume you did.
Like as
otherwise,
an adult?
No, as a child.
Oh,
Young Chris.
Like, yeah. I wasn't super into it.
What was the weirdest thing you ever got trick-or-treating?
Nothing like out of left field. I got like a toothbrush once.
Oh, you did actually get a toothbrush?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was just a myth.
No, I think my neighbor was an orthodontist or something.
Oh, okay, so he probably had free toothbrushes. Toothbrushes are an expensive thing to give out.
I did not appreciate free toothbrushes until like this year when I have to buy my own.
Cause yeah, I would definitely appreciate that now, but like back in the day. I always thought the people who got like Halloween pretzels were weird.
I always liked those. I like
pretzels. I mean, they were good. The worst people, though, in my opinion, were the people who gave milk duds.
Because I don't know what that is.
Milk duds are just the worst candy around. Like, probably worse than candy corn, in my opinion. It's just like balls of malt.
What's malt?
I don't even know, but it doesn't taste good.
Okay. I've never heard of such a candy.
But you don't need to go out and try it.
Okay.
I'm not a fan of milk duds.
I'm going to Google that later. I don't know what a malt is. Is it like a drink?
It's No. They're like small balls. It's like, it's hard to describe, but the taste is just dreadful. They just don't have a taste. You're Googling it now?
Yeah, I don't know what any of these words are.
Yeah, milk duds were the ones that I always got. I always tried to trade away with my brother, but my brother didn't like them either. So we like, when we got back from trick-or-treating, we took our bags and, like, played them.
Malt is a type of cereal grain?
Yeah.
It's like,
and it's surrounded by chocolate.
It's a candy filled with cereal grain?
Well, I mean, so are Kit Kats. Or anything with, like, that sort of crunchy bit is a cereal grain. Cereal grains are just, like, anything.
Oh, these. Oh, okay, I know what these are.
Yeah, no, they're a caramel candy, enrobed with milk chocolate, and currently enrobed with confectionery coating made from cocoa and vegetable oil.
I call these debtors.
Is that a good nickname?
No, that's just like what people call them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dudders?
Yeah. Dudders are like duds.
That's weird.
Yeah. I've never heard them called milk duds.
I mean, that's their name. To be fair.
Where does the cereal grain come in then?
I guess I was wrong about the cereal grain.
Okay.
I just don't know
what milk duds are. My only complaint about chocolate is it needs more cereal grain in it.
Cereal grains are like a big blanket name, but like cereal grains are great. Cereal grains are like anything from wheat to like barley and flax. And plus, cereal is great. I have cereal every day.
I never have it.
Oh, you really should.
I only have it if I like go to Carm or Duick and there's like nothing that's edible.
Oh, you don't do breakfast?
Not anymore.
Oh yeah, you see, I always do breakfast.
I mean, I'll do like a granola bar to make sure I don't go into like...
Yeah, like...
I don't go...
Hunger coma?
I don't
like,
have a stroke in class, but...
Yeah.
Other than that...
Fair enough. Should we play more music?
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is from the Rocky Horror Picture Show. This is the song Time Warp.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Just a jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You're bringing me to trust. But it's the velvet dust. It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. You can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension, with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under. To the left. Put your hands on your hips.
Thank you. close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but dare I take the sound before you make it. You start to freeze as horror looks you right between your eyes.
Is Michael Jackson with Thriller off of the album of the same name, and this is CCD, and Chris, you have a PSA for us.
Right. I totally do. Public transit versus walking. Ooh. PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping save the environment and money, too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, you should factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station. Walking the whole trip can often be faster. Even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk when you can, where you want to go, instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll get 3/4 hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time, and it's a really healthy deal. A public service message from WMFO Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Yeah, walking's good.
Yeah.
I like to walk.
Yeah. I walk to the store every week.
Oh, to get food?
To get groceries, yeah.
Ooh, fun.
Mm.
Yeah, that's because you're a strong, independent man who makes his own food sometimes. Unlike me, who relies exclusively on Tufts Dining.
Yeah, I also have a kitchen and stuff.
Yeah, you do. I don't. But yeah, walking's fun. I like to walk.
I enjoy walking.
I like to walk, especially when I'm trick-or-treating, which brings us full circle. Do you have any spooky stories that you want to tell?
I don't really fox with spooky stories.
Make one up.
I really don't think that I could.
Okay.
Well,
what's you know the concept of having a horror story? That's
that
not actually like a scary story, but it's just like when you did something that you... like a big failure or something. Or like my exam horror story was the time that I went into the test and fell asleep.
I don't think I've had that ever.
Nothing. No. I guess I'm not articulating this well. Okay, never mind then.
The last time I didn't. I wasn't prepared for a test. It's been a while.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, if you pay attention during class, you'll be prepared enough during the test not to fail.
Well, for me, it's mostly just, I study until I stop caring.
Yeah, I can't.
And then at that point, I'm generally
You see,
fine.
I have so much trouble studying. I just can't. I can't focus on review unless I think there's a really glaring need to do so. A lot of times, I am fairly proficient in the information. So I have no ability to study at all. I just stare at my notes and nothing goes in my head.
Do you need to for your papers and stuff?
Papers are different because you have the information in front of you.
Yeah.
And also I don't have that many tests, so... But still, it's just something I never was able... I wasn't able to do it that well in high school either, unless I was really driven to do it. And I'm rarely driven to do something when it comes to a test.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're both very tired, aren't we? Yeah. It's been a long week, so let's just play some more music. This is going to be Warren Zevon with one of the most interesting songs around from the New Wave period. This is a song about werewolves running amok in London. It's Werewolves of London.
Werewolves of London. I who around your kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
Run, run, run. attention, hot off the wire, scientists report that the Earth's supply of radio waves is dangerously close to exhaustion. Physicist Air Dr. Ben Yu has the story.
We can see charts, see radio waves, see it depleted.
All is not lost. Save the radio waves and donate to WMFO today. Donate with a credit card online at support.wmfo.org. Donate by check made out to trustees of Tufts College and mailed to WMFO, Attention Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155. Visit our website at WMFO.org for more info.
I hope you enjoyed that thrilling PSA, but Chris has just informed me the donation drive is actually over. But you can still donate,
please,
I assume.
Donate to us. We would
love
to.
Still give us money.
In any way.
Chris and I can just rent a bouncy house with it. That's what it's used for, right?
It's not.
It should be. Why not? Why not just spend all the radio's money on, like, renting a bounce house?
Because TCU cut 60% of our funding.
Wow.
So...
donate.
Yeah, if you like commercial-free radio where you play amazing music at all times of forever, yeah. Yeah. These are buttons.
Why am I so tired, Chris?
I'm not sure. I know why I'm tired.
Why are you tired?
Because I studied for midterms until I passed out in my bed.
That's not a good policy. You should get more sleep.
I mean... I'll have this weekend to rebound.
Yeah, so no, I understand that.
I'm also not going to get much sleep tonight because I have to make shirts.
What do you have to make shirts for?
For Rocky Horror.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because you're more Halloween festive than I am, even though I...
No, it's for the burlesque dance.
Yeah, but it's still Halloween stuff.
What?
It's still for Halloween.
No, we just have to, like, put lips on shirts.
No, but The Rocky Horror Show. You're performing for the Shadowcast, right?
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Friday night? Tomorrow
Come
night?
Come to whatever it is.
It's Barnum 08.
Barnum 008 at 9 o'clock. It will be lit.
Or if you want to come at 7:30, you can see me appear in a short horror film as the bro character.
That works as well.
Yeah, no, it's really fun. It'll be really fun. Oh, he's about to sneeze. Chris is about to sneeze. Is he? No.
It was a yawn.
No, only a yawn. False alarm. Should we play more music, Chris?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Here is Oingo Boingo off of the album, off of the Best of collaboration, Best of Boingo, with their song, Dead Man's Party.
Walking with the dead man over my shoulder. it. Who can you call?
Ghostbusters!
An invisible man sleeping in your bed. Oh, who you gonna call?
Ray Parker Jr. with the theme song to the classic comedy remade this summer, Ghostbusters. Are you afraid of no ghosts, Chris?
Should I be?
I don't know. Do you think the supernatural exists? Oh, I've stumped you, haven't I?
No, I just don't want to start a fire war.
It's fine. It's fine. Ghosts or no ghosts. Or any sort of supernatural.
I don't put much thought into it, honestly.
Yeah, neither do I. I mean, like, until it doesn't really affect me directly. Mm-hmm. All right. Nice cop-out answer, but I'll accept it. Yeah, that's all the time we have for this morning's show. Chris and I are going to crawl back into the beds from which we came in advance of our midterms today. And we'll be back next week, hopefully with Zach, who has gone AWOL. Probably also because of his midterm and a late night he pulled studying. Yeah, so that'll do it for us. In the meantime, one more song before we go. I've been Charlie for Chris. This is CCD, and this is Bobby Boris Pickett with the Halloween classic to end all Halloween classics, the Monster Mash.
An eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It got on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. Wow. From my laboratory in the castle east, wow, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. Wow. All came from their humble abodes, oh, to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the match.
They did the monster match. The zombies were having fun.
In a shoebox.
The party had just begun.
In a shoebox.
The guest included Wolfman,
in a shoebox.
Dracula and his son.
Whoa.
The scene was rocky, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds.
Whoa, whoa.
The coffin bangers were about to arrive.
Whoa.
With their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the match.
They played the monster match.
The monster match.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the match.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the match.
They played the monster match. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what it said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And you my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.